Welcome to Session 7 of Bedtime Stories in Arlanac Town. There have been some big changes over the past 2 months. I've done more solo storytelling without recording. I think we're finally ready to start recording. So once upon a time, Arlanac Town was in trouble. As before, all of the adults have been magically removed from the town, some appearing outside its walls, others zipping through the air to harmlessly land outside the town walls, on the roads, in the farmlands. And the kids are trying to deal with being in the town without adults until this can get fixed. A kobold named Terzi ran Wrestlewarren, where the kobolds of town live, especially the ones that are poor and argumentative and have torn ears from all the fights they get in. Kobolds can be like that. One of Terzi's sons is named Breakbad, and he has been cursed by a witch when he made allusions to taunt her. As a follower of Ephemeral, the power, he has the illusionary ability of phantasmography. So the witch cursed him. Now he has kleptomaniac prehensile hair, and when he's not careful and it steals things, it makes him tired. He's trying to turn over a new leaf, not be so much of a prankster, and he's friends with the Frost Tackle family. They are the most prominent toy makers in Arlanac Town. The older daughter, again Holly, has come and asked Breakpad for help. She knows his family. They are often customers. Terzi would buy gifts not only for her own children, but for other kobolds in Wrestlewarren who deserved a treat and couldn't afford it. And Holly says, "Breakpad, I need your help. Before my father was ejected from Arlanac Town, he and my mom had made a valuable design for a new toy. I will let you in on a secret. It was going to be a toy soldier, but not any toy soldier, one that was steam-powered, and if you poured boiling water into it, it would move and fight with the other toy soldiers like that. My family's future is perhaps dependent upon this becoming a toy that we can manufacture and sell lots of. Money hasn't been great for us. I put the design for this toy in a safe. Our family has two safes, one in our workshop where we live in the upper floor, and one in the warehouse next door, where we keep a lot of things. I put the design in one of those safes, but I think someone is trying to steal it. We have two employees that are still working for us, teenage boys like yourself. Cragen is a woodworker. He used to work for a different toy maker. I don't know the details, but he has joined us, has been a great help. He can do a lot of things very nicely with whittling and woodworking tools. We also have another member of the zookeepers faction, people trying to take care of the zoo's animals and monsters. This is our guard, Unison. Both of them spend time at the zoo, which normally I would admire, but some monsters, some mist spiders, have somehow moved into the warehouse, and not only is it that we can't get to our things in the warehouse, but I noticed when I peeked in that there were marks on that safe in the warehouse, like someone has been trying to open it. with a pry bar or tool. That's not good. Could you do something about the mist spiders, or see who's trying to steal my father's secret plans for an amazing new toy? Now, Breakpad likes Genhali. She is generous and kind. As a Therian, she can turn into a hummingbird, which he always thought could be fun. So he agrees to help, but he has no idea what to do. So he wants to talk to her and her brother, Rabast, and see if they have any ideas. First he'll just talk to them, and then he will have a meeting of all four of the people in the toy factory, not only Genhali and Rabast, but the woodworker, Cragen, and the guard. So he gets some ideas in his head, and then asks Rabast what he would do. And Rabast is famous not only for being the younger son of the toy-making couple, but he is a Therian that can turn into a parrot, which allows him to talk while in his animal form. That can be very convenient, but it doesn't seem like it has any obvious way of helping deal with dangerous spiders. Breakpad asks them what they can do. Do they have any contraptions that they have made or could make that could trap the spiders? Is there something they could quickly open the door to the warehouse and slide in that would shoot out a net or something like that? And Holly is brave, and she offers to fly around as a hummingbird, but she's not sure how successful that will be. When she peeked into the warehouse window, she couldn't quite see how dense the webs were. She might not be able to scout very much at all, but she's sure she could go faster than the mist spiders as a hummingbird. Let's see who has any good ideas. She does have a good idea. Breakpad is rubbing on his forehead. Rabast is young. He doesn't have this kind of planning. But Genhali says, what if we were to make a big box as big as the doorway with a little hatch on one side and a kind of portcullis on the other? And I could fly in and see if the mist spiders would chase me. And then I'll fly out of the warehouse through this box, through the little hatch. Then you can close the hatch so I'm safe and the spiders can't chase me, in case, as mist, they can go through such a little hole. And then Rabast can slide down the portcullis and they'll be trapped. Breakpad likes that idea. He can use his phantasmography to make a false door so that they have time to set the box up, and it will still look like the door to the warehouse is closed so the mist spiders don't rush out to chase them. Let's see how successfully they set up their cooperative bit of machinery. Reasonably successful. Finally, let's see how well Genhali does with being acrobatic, as she is avoiding the webs. Just passable. So she manages to lure all but one of the mist spiders. One of them in the back is not interested in chasing her. she cannot get close enough with the webbing in the warehouse to attract its attention sufficiently. The other mist spiders follow her, chittering, scurrying along their webs, every now and then whooshing forward as a jet of mist and then becoming solid again. Their plan works, and most of those spiders are trapped in this box. They can be taken to the zoo soon. But one of them is still in the warehouse. Breakpad says, "I'm going to take this big hammer from over here on the shelf." Ravest gives him a thumbs up. Breakpad continues, "I'll go take care of that last spider. I haven't earned Russell and Russell Warren for nothing." So Breakpad enters the warehouse and taunts the spider, and it scurries at him. I'm putting a check mark for their planning, a check mark for luring the spiders out. Now, if you roll a die, you get something very low. We do. Let's see what a complication. We need a new approach because of a curse. So Breakpad takes his large hammer and strides into the room, trying to look as confident as he can. But this is the first time he's had to fight a venomous monster. Any monster. He's actually terrified. But there's only one of them. And he has the illusionary doorway still. So he's pretty sure he could run away without getting bit too many times and get help if things go bad. However, his plan doesn't work. As he comes into the warehouse, his hare sees all sorts of things, and he is too distracted trying to muster his courage and squelch his fear to pay attention as he knows he should. So his hare grabs some things. Maybe the family of toymakers is storing some small boxes, some extra tools, and the webbing tangles him up. He's going to have two problems. One, until he frees himself, he will not be very mobile. And two, the mist spider sees him not as a potential threat, but as something stuck in the webs, as prey. So the mist spider can turn into a blue mist that allows it to stream forward and become solid behind its prey. That's what happens. Normally Breakpad may get to go first, but now the spider does. The spider is not very good at attacking, fortunately. It's used to more of an ambush kind of thing. But Breakpad is too far away for that. But the spider still manages to hit him, they say. Good medium attack. Fortitude down. Breakpad yelps as it bites him and tries to swing his hammer, but The spider was so successful that it has turned into an invisible mist at the moment. Its next attack will get to do more damage. Maybe Breakpad can hit it with the hammer, just sort of a dumb luck. No, he is not that lucky. Can he break free? Can he escape from the webs? That he can. So concentrating on his hair again. Oops, I forgot. He should lose some more fortitude because of his curse. He didn't pay enough attention to his hair. So Breakpad is now mobile again. But the spider is invisible. It comes forward at him and tries to bite him again. I forgot to check last round, because it's a new rule about the armor for Breakpad. Ah, last time his armor did protect him, but not this time, so I'll leave the damage where it is. The spider would do 4 extra points of damage with so much talent and stealth track, but Breakpad is our hero and can spend a point of heroism to avoid that damage. Now is his turn. He can see the spider in front of him and swings with all his might. I forgot to pick, but I said all his might, so I guess that was a tough attack, which is good, because he rolled sufficiently for that. So the spider suffers 3 points of damage. It has 4 fortitude, so it's down to 1 also. Now, does the spider stick around? Oh, that was a big hit. And it's all alone. I'm going to say that that's balanced. That it would flee or stick around. I asked if it would stick around. So, yes, it does stick around, and it will try biting Breakpad again. It misses with its medium attack. Breakpad can sense that his first blow was really something. He probably doesn't need to hit it that hard again to make it flee or defeat it. So he's just trying for medium. She succeeds. The spider loses its last point of fortitude and its only point of stamina. And with a squelching sound, Breakpad manages to defeat him. He's breathing hard. He can't believe it was over. He pays attention to his hair before it can grab anything else and get him stuck in all these webs again. And then he carefully maneuvers out of the warehouse to report his success. All 4 of the others were watching through a window, ready to try and rescue him if they needed to. Cragen and Hunison are impressed that he was able to defeat the Mist Spider. Let's see if Breakpad has some other reading of them. Something he can tell about their reactions. Hunison's enthusiasm is genuine and vibrant and boyish. He's hooting and hollering, pumping his fist in the air. You got it, you got it. And Cragen is acting as if he was very impressed by this, but Breakpad senses some disappointment, some regret or sadness. He's not quite sure. Something seems a little odd about Cragen's reaction. I think that's a good stopping point for this part of